Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix, a Netflix original series.
The War of 1812 is a conflict between...
The U.S. and the U.K.
Over...
Trade restrictions.
Fought in...
Three separate theaters.
And the result was A...
Grace points at Zig.
I know you know this.
Maya leans over his shoulder and shows him her notes.
Stalemate?
Yes. You're totally gonna pass this exam.
I need a 75 to graduate.
Grace, Jonah, and Tiny each make a face.
You'll totally get a 75 on this exam, Zig.
How did you even get so far behind?
It's me.
Oh, yeah, well.
Dude.
Have you guys even talked since the breakup?
She's keeping a low profile.
Good riddance.
Can we just get back to studying?
I'm beat.
Uh-huh. Could I get a lift?
Yeah. What about you, Zygmunt?
No, you can't go. The exam's tomorrow.
Yeah, so is prom. You gotta be well-rested.
Yeah. We're not cramming anything else into our brains tonight.
Says you. You could stay if you want.
Really? Just you and me? Are you sure?
Yeah, are you sure?
Yeah, I think we can control ourselves.
She waves by.
Where do you want to start?
The others exit Maya's living room. The next morning, empty bowls, soda cans, and coffee mugs litter a coffee table beside a built-in bay window bench on which Zig and Maya have fallen asleep together. They're blanketed by soft morning light. Maya lies atop Zig's chest with an arm draped over him. One of his is wrapped around her waist. He awakes and grimaces. Maya rouses and lifts herself off of him.
Oh. Hey.
Zig sits up.
Sorry for,
He rises.
This.
It's old habits, I guess.
Yeah, I should probably change my clothes before the exam. But anyway, thanks for everything. The studying, I mean. See ya.
Bye.
He grabs a bag and notebook from a chair and rounds a corner into the entryway where he leans against the wall with a pinched expression. He tosses up a hand as if to berate himself. Photos and videos of a diverse group of Degrassi teens appear in blocks, then within text messages and phone apps. The title appears on a social media page next to a photo of all the teens together. Degrassi, next class. The quote below reads, "I know I can make it through." Words appear, hashtag obsessed. Written by Sarah Glinsky, directed by Stefan Brogren. In the classroom, Vijay and Baz sit by Hunter.
If Siri knows the capital of Finland, then why do we have to memorize it?
They need to make something up to keep us here for 4 years.
If I survive this exam, we're definitely celebrating tonight.
We're volunteering at prom.
Not my first choice, but sign me up.
I'm not sure they'd be cool with it.
Who's they?
Yael.
They see Yael across the room.
So she's changed her name.
She changed her pronoun. Yael's using they and them instead of she and her.
That's ridiculous.
And that's why you're not going.
They is plural. Yael's not two people, right, Baz?
They seem happy, so does it matter what we call them?
Okay, so I'm the bad guy for breaking up with her, then.
Them.
But she is the...
They.
Is the one who changed.
Vijay sighs.
Why can't we just go back to hanging out like we used to before me and Yael were together? I barely see you guys anymore.
Yael's friends need to support Yael because Yael's boyfriend didn't.
Was I supposed to pretend everything was the same?
Yael's still the same person on the inside. And if you loved that person before, why can't you love them now?
Yael gives a quick glance back. Hunter's eyes fall to his desk. Meanwhile, in the student council room.
Okay, volunteers arrive at 5, and then dinner starts at 6.
Zoe snags an envelope.
For the last time, no peeking!
Just tell me, will Rasha and I win prom?
You'll find out later tonight with the rest of us. Just be grateful you have a date. Me and Miles are flying solo.
Oh, I'm not going.
You're skipping prom?
But what about Tristan?
He broke up with me, remember?
Oh, yeah, so you can go to your fancy writing school.
Yeah, which I can't afford because my dad thinks writing is a phase.
And because you haven't asked him yet.
Once people make up their minds, you can't change them. Right, Zoe?
I'm still hoping my mom will change her mind about me before graduation.
If you want your dreams to come true, you have to work for them. So you talk to your dad, and you gotta figure stuff out with your mom.
And we'll all live happily ever after.
Well, it's tonight's theme. And the only way Goldie will ever forgive me.
In the gym, Mr. Perino patrols an aisle of desks. It's one of several where students, including Grace, Jonah, Tiny, Maya, and Zig, take an exam. Zig twiddles his pencil, then glances back two rows over at Maya. She looks up from her exam and spots him. His eyes return to his work. He scowls and quietly pounds the desk with a fist.
Pencil's down.
Nervously, he drops his pencil, scratches his temple, taps his desk with open palms, and stands. Tiny struts over to him with a huge grin and fists raised like a boxing champ. Woo. Zig slumps.
I think I messed up, man.
That's what summer school's for.
No, not with the exam, with Maya. Something happened after everyone left.
You had sex?
No, we cuddled.
You mean arm all the way around? Did you use protection?
Zig rolls his eyes.
What's the big deal?
She's had such a tough year, and I just broke up with Esme. If I do nothing, we end as friends.
She joins them.
Hey, how'd the exam go?
Fingers crossed, you?
Same. So, do you maybe want to go to prom together?
Sure.
Okay. Maya hurries off. Tiny shoots a questioning look at Zig, who looks around with a clenched brow.
What now?
Corsage is always nice.
Outside at the Hollingsworths.
You are so lucky you're going to prom. Tiny's gonna love you in this dress.
It shows every curve.
Which is exactly why he'll love it. What do you think, Hunter?
He gazes up from checking Yael's face range page.
I'll keep my opinion to myself.
That's it. I'm gonna go change.
Shay heads toward the house.
Seriously?
I thought boys weren't allowed to have opinions on the way girls looked.
You're still freaking about Yael?
Boz and VJ think I'm a bad guy for breaking up with her. Them.
Frankie averts her eyes.
And so do you. What if Jonah were to grow boobs and cut off his penis?
Then I'd have nothing to fantasize about.
She cuts with two fingers.
But Yael hasn't done anything so drastic. They is still a girl biologically, so would it really be that different if you guys hung out? Or made out?
I don't know.
Well, you better find out before she starts making out with someone else.
At school, Jonah shows Grace a guitar-patterned tie.
Literally any other tie.
It's a statement piece. Come on, you love it.
He playfully nuzzles her.
Do we have an extra seat in our limo? I have a date.
Oh, who's the lucky girl?
Hey, guys.
Oh.
Esme strides up.
So what time are you picking me up for prom?
Esme, we broke up.
Sure, but we never said we weren't going to prom together.
We're not going to prom together.
Why not?
He's going with someone else.
Who? It's Maya, isn't it? Of course. So are you going to get back together?
Okay.
Zig pulls her aside.
Look, we're just going as friends.
But you want to get back together.
That's not what this is about.
Of course that's what this is about. It's prom. How could you do this to me? We were together for a year.
Things just got a little intense.
But you still love me.
His eyes drift over to his friends. Jonah mouths no, and Grace waves her hand across her throat.
You can't just turn that off, right? But I need some space.
Jonah tosses up his hands.
You said I could count on you.
You can. If you ever need anything, I'm here.
Okay.
Tears welled in her eyes. Esme walks away. Zig clutches his backpack straps and returns to his friends, seated on a bench under the stairs in the foyer. He leans an arm on the stairwell.
I think that went well.
Grace takes a deep breath, and Jonah nods. Back at the Hollingsworths, Miles sits on the couch in the den looking at a tablet. His father spies him from the living room.
Where's the tux, Miles? Isn't tonight prom?
I'm not going. Tristan, he broke up with me. He didn't want me to give up that writing program in London for him.
Ah.
Mr. Hollingsworth strokes his chin.
You got in, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I know that you don't support it, but I was hoping that you could support me, at least for a while.
Miles shows him the tablet. His father takes it from him and examines it.
You're cashing in your tickets to Europe.
That's 5,000. Working as a lifeguard will give me another 5.
His dad sits beside him.
Leaving a $10,000 deficit.
Which I need to borrow. And I've attached a payback schedule.
That covers the first year. Then what?
I work hard. I qualify for financial aid. Some people think that I can make a difference with my writing. I'd like to try.
Mr. Hollingsworth sets the tablet down on the coffee table and studies Miles.
You always choose the hard path, huh?
Miles angrily averts his eyes.
You know you have a trust.
That I can't access until I'm 25.
Mr. Hollingsworth tips his head to the side.
We could change that.
Seriously?
Mr. Hollingsworth nods and pulls his lips taut.
You've grown up so much in the last 2 years, you know? Overcoming addiction. And being there for Tristan. A play. I'm proud of you.
Miles stares at his father emotionally.
You never said that before.
Go to your writing school. But there is one condition.
Miles nods.
Don't miss the prom. You know, I skipped mine and I've always regretted it.
Later that day, a field of medieval-style tents sit in a clearing beyond a red carpet entrance that looks like a giant storybook and is guarded by the prom volunteers dressed as royal valets.
Hey.
Hunter approaches.
What are you doing here? We told them not to come.
I'll leave if they want.
No, you can stay.
Hunter and Yael share a smile.
I'm gonna go find out what's going on. We've been waiting here long enough. I'll grab you a uniform, too.
She leaves Hunter alone with Vijay, Baz, Lola, and Saad.
Welcome to the club.
Oh, I'm not gay. I like girls.
Oh, Yael's not a girl anymore.
She's not a guy either.
So what does that make you? Bi?
Polly, I think.
Is that like Pan? I'm always confused about that one.
I don't think we have that in Surya.
Okay, could we just stop talking about stupid labels and just try and have a normal night?
They said just wait here. I don't know, everyone kind of seems tense. I guess student council hasn't figured out our assignments yet.
Typical government disorganization.
What's going on?
Two police cruisers roll up with lights flashing.
This is definitely not normal.
A black van with pulsing blue and red lights pulls in behind the cruisers. White lettering on the side of the van reads, Bomb Unit. Meanwhile, at Maya's house.
Oh, you look so handsome, Zig.
Thanks.
Sorry, I'm coming.
Zig, wearing a tuxedo, and Maya's big sister, Katie, watch Maya descend the stairs in a pale pink strapless gown with a puffy tulle skirt and a bodice beaded in silver and rhinestones.
Aw, I'm gonna cry.
Maya smiles sweetly at Zig, who holds a corsage in a plastic container.
My phone is dead, Kevin, and grab my charger.
Orchids, my favorite.
Maya opens a clutch purse on a long chain slung over one of her shoulders. She takes out her cell and cozies up to Zig for a selfie. She examines the photo.
Do you mind not posting that? Esme's not really thrilled we're going together.
Okay, is this, like, crazy that we're doing this?
No. I always pictured going to prom with you.
Yeah, me too.
Nah, you guys.
Katie returns with her phone connected to a portable charger. They pose for her. Zig checks his cell.
Is that the limo? Okay, wrap it up. Everyone's probably waiting outside.
No, it's not the limo. Prom's on hold. Apparently there was a bomb threat.
Back at the outdoor prom venue, a cop leads a police dog past four other officers. Hunter, his friends, and more costumed volunteers wait nearby.
This is crazy. Someone wants to blow up prom?
It's probably a prank, like at the winter dance.
It wasn't a prank in Belgium.
You think ISIS cares about our prom?
Doesn't matter. We're gonna cancel it. We should go.
Strongly agree. The bomb could explode at any moment.
Wait,
Yael grabs Hunter.
I think I know something.
Lola looks from Yael to Saad.
No, they don't. You don't.
Yael heads toward the police.
Don't do this.
She ignores Lola.
What's going on?
Lola snags Saad's hand.
Okay, come with me.
They walk.
What is happening?
The cop with Yael stops Saad.
Hang on, son. We've got some questions for you.
He didn't do anything.
I didn't do anything.
He didn't do anything.
He leads Saad toward a cruiser and puts him in the back seat. Lola seethes at Yael. Meanwhile, a limo's parked outside Maya's house.
How are they still investigating? It's been an hour.
They can't cancel prom.
Can we just forget about it and go get burgers?
We should wait and see what happens.
But what if the threat's real? Should we risk it?
We only get one prom. Besides, who would do something like this?
A crazy ex-girlfriend?
What about that Syrian guy?
Saad? He's not a terrorist.
He lost his cool with Zig, plus he got pretty upset at the protest.
Oh, okay, so next step, blow up prom?
Well, some volunteers were posting that the police are questioning him. It's surprising what people are capable of.
Zig leans against the limo beside Tiny. He sends a text to Esme that reads, "You okay?" Tiny notices and shakes his head.
I just want to see if she's okay.
Oh, yeah, she definitely looks okay in that pic.
Esme sends him photos that she's taken of herself in a hot pink bra. Oh.
Wow, that pic.
Okay, enough.
Zig tucks the phone inside his tux jacket.
So we just texted. Prom's back on.
All right. Nice. Let's go pick up my girl.
Yeah, cool. Everyone in the limo.
Now, Rasha and Zoe walk arm in arm down the red carpet through a long tented tunnel. At the exit, they pass through a facade painted to look like a carriage. Rasha wears a low-cut antique rose-colored two-piece suit. Zoe's in a pale mint skirt and beaded sleeveless nude-colored top. They take in the dining area.
It's like a real-life fairy tale.
Make sure you check out the magic mirror. Predicts your future.
Oh, where will we be in 10 years?
Together, I hope.
Winston gives a satisfied grin as the girls head away. Miles approaches from behind, clad in a navy tux with a black lapel.
You throw a killer bash, Chewie.
You came! So Dad said yes to school. So no backpacking in Europe.
Oh, I'm going to do that too. And I've got an extra ticket if you'd like to come.
Oh, I don't know. I'm pretty swamped this summer. Yes, definitely.
Where's Tris? I want to tell him.
Oh, he's not coming. Maybe he had nothing to wear.
Winston turns toward two rows of long, elegantly decorated tables.
So I guess it's just you and me, bro.
He glances back to discover Miles has walked away. Looking back down the rows of tables, Winston sees Goldie in the middle of the aisle in a long-sleeved champagne dress and cream-colored hijab. He nervously approaches.
You did all this?
They were your ideas. I just executed them. I'm sorry I couldn't be your knight when you needed one.
Maybe you could be my Prince Charming. At least until midnight.
Okay.
Grace arrives through the carriage entrance with Maya and Jonah on either arm. Zig enters behind them, checking his cell. He types a response to a bare-shouldered pic from Esme. It reads, "Stop sending pics." She replies, "Because you hate me?" He walks up beside Maya.
Oh my God.
They gaze into an ornate mirror.
How do they even do that?
It makes them look old.
Important text. That's okay. You don't have to tell me.
It's Esme.
She wants to talk.
Well, I'm not sure that's all she wants, but yeah.
Well, I mean, if you want to go.
No. I want to be here with you.
Bet you feel guilty.
I just feel like I owe her something. I mean, without her, I never would have gotten over you.
Oh, so you're over me? Does that mean you're not up for a dance?
With a grin, he blocks Esme's number from his phone.
I'm always up for a dance with you.
He offers her his hand. Now at the rehab center, Tristan pushes his walker into his room to find Miles lying on his bed next to a burgundy tux.
Didn't mean to scare you.
Tristan smiles.
Doctor says you went out for a swim.
Shouldn't you be at prom?
Didn't feel right. And the person I care most about is here. Now I know we're broken up.
Miles comes over to him.
But
he gets down on a knee.
Will you go to prom with me? I got an extra ticket. I brought you a tux. I'm leaving to Europe next week and then staying for school.
You're doing the writing program?
Yeah. So I'd like to spend whatever time I have left together.
I can't.
Miles rises.
Okay, I respect that. But
no, it's not because I don't want to. It's just that I've been having a bad day. I don't know if I could handle the sensory overload.
Miles looks at him sympathetically, then puts his arm around Tristan.
Well, then we'll have to have prom here.
They share a smile. Later, the lights are down in the exercise room, where they dance in their tuxes as blue, green, and red dots of light dance across the walls and over their bodies.
I wouldn't be the person I am today without you.
Ditto.
Their foreheads rest against each other's.
How do we say goodbye?
We don't.
His hands atop Miles' shoulders, Tristan pulls Miles in close.
We just dance.
He rests his cheek in the nape of Miles' neck, his hands clutch to Miles' shoulder blades. Miles holds Tristan around the waist and strokes his back with an open palm. The pair sway gently beside the treadmill, next to a small light machine on top of a padded bench that cycles through the colors of the lights that flutter across the room. Back at prom, Yael and Hunter peek into a tent at a photographer.
Who's next?
There's no line. Let's do it.
You're supposed to be serving.
Oh, it's in between courses. No one's gonna notice. It'll be fun.
Yael puts on a crown.
Tiara.
I'm good, thanks.
Both now wear the red volunteer outfits. They pose against a teal backdrop. Yael holds a fuzzy blue mustache on a stick in front of her upper lip.
Okay, one for you and one for your boyfriend.
It's not my boyfriend.
It doesn't matter, Hunter.
I should have known you were a girl.
She's not a girl either.
It's really no big deal.
Then why'd you do it?
Do what?
This. Everything was perfect until you had to go and mess it up.
This is who I am.
It's not normal.
There is no normal. And I'm not the problem. You are.
Yael ditches him. Hunter clenches his jaw. Outside, night's fallen. Zig and Maya join others on a dance floor at the end of the dining tables where Grace and Jonah sit with Zoe, Rasha, and Winston as Goldie greets others. On the dance floor, Maya makes sideways V's with her fingers and draws them past her eyes while Zig holds one hand up, pinches his nose with the other, and dips low as if submerging in water. As the music changes, they hesitate for an awkward moment before getting close to slow dance. She wraps both arms around his neck. With a sly grin, he dips her backward.
Your dancing's improved.
Yours hasn't.
Yes.
Thanks, Grace. Real helpful.
Maya gazes down bashfully as Grace and Jonah head past. She looks up again, locking eyes with Zig. They close their eyes and lean in.
You blocked me?
Their eyes open.
You said you would never leave me, and then you blocked me.
Esme, calm down.
Don't tell me to calm down! Do you think I care about stupid prom?
Esme grabs a dinner knife from one of the tables.
Maybe I should just kill myself. Make you all happy.
Everyone stops and stares.
Esme, stop saying stuff like that.
Then talk to me. Please.
Zig turns to Maya.
Go, it's okay.
She cuts her eyes at him.
I'll be right back.
Zig heads toward Esme, who drops the knife back onto the table and stomps off. He follows her away from the crowd.
Esme.
She keeps going, heading out into the woods that surround the festivities, and checks over her shoulder. Zig continues to tail her. She stops, puts on a smile, and pulls him to her.
I'm so glad you came.
Whoa, what are you doing?
Anything you want.
No, you said you wanted to talk.
We've talked enough. We've always been better when we weren't talking.
I don't want to kiss you.
She reaches for his fly.
Fine, no kissing. I'll make you forget all about Maya.
Stop acting crazy.
I thought that's how you wanted your girl.
You are so messed up. How did I stay with you for so
long? You can't leave. This isn't over.
It is for me.
I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you.
Over and over, she pounds her fists on his chest. Zig backpedals and falls down a steep hill of dense foliage. Esme peers down from above. She turns a panicked glance behind her, then stares back down the hill, heaving with sobs. Cut to black. The stories and events portrayed are fictitious, and no reference is intended to any actual person. The name and mark Degrassi and associated names and marks are trademarks and registered trademarks of Epitome Pictures Incorporated, used under license. Copyright 2017 DHX Degrassi Productions XVI Incorporated. All rights reserved. DHX Media. DHX Media is a registered trademark of DHX Media Limited. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.